It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
We've got about 44 minutes of material for you today during this 1 hour we're together, total. Well, hey, I know that you set some time aside to be with us on Saturday mornings, and I do appreciate that so much. And we'll see. We have a busy one today. We're going to get a Glock update for you. Ken Little is going to be on our Boat U.S. guest line. We're going to talk to Ben Venz from Marine Max, talk about the Nautique Proving Grounds Tour with Sean Murray coming to town next weekend. We also have Brady Kay from Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine with a special announcement about Lake of the Ozarks and a big event coming up in September. We're going to talk wakes and electric shock drowning again this week, plus a little bit of lake history from the 70s and 80s with Al Griffin a little bit later in the program this morning. So we're going to get it all in for you as best we can. Might even squeeze in a little Around the Waterfront news. You know, the 4th of July weekend was very long. Thank you all so very much for all the great jobs that you did driving your boats around this weekend. I know there were a few incidents here and there, and we had a couple little accidents here and there. Nobody got really seriously hurt. No deaths on Lake of the Ozarks for the 4th of July weekend holiday. That is fabulous. And I guess we just pat ourselves on the back. We all did a good job of coordinating and making sure. Captain Ron's is the official home of the Shootout, coming up on the 10th year anniversary, and it's going to be a big one. We're going to talk some more about that in the coming weeks with Captain Ron and some of the other committee heads for the various events. But Captain Ron's is also the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob Snow Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this year. Yes, indeed. You'll find them open pretty much every day now, of course, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Saturday and Sundays they get open about 9. This weekend's entertainment includes tonight, I-70 Overdrive, very popular group there at Captain Ron's. Coming up on Monday, Sax on the Beach from 7 until 10. And, of course, the shootout activities get underway. We have the Friday, the August 18th, Little Boat Pontoon Poker Run. We're going to be talking to Kelly about that coming up shortly. Also, we have on that same weekend the mini shootout over at Haha Tonka State Park, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So lots of activities getting underway early and mid-August for the run-up to the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. Captain Ron's a great place to eat. And it's a great place to have some fun. They got a great beach out there, plenty of boat parking as well. Captain Ron's at thelake.com. You can find them at the 34.5-mile marker or Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach, the official restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, 38 special is tonight out at the Shawnee Bluff Vineyard. Get your tickets online at ShawneeBluffWinery.com. Aquapalooza next weekend, Saturday the 15th, along with Ronnie Millsap coming to town. Going to be at the Shawnee Bluff Vineyard as well. Hey, let's get on to the Boat U.S. guest line here.
Ken Little's on the Boat U.S. guest line with us. We're going to give you a last-minute update on the Glock Performance Boat Shootout coming up July 13, 14, 15, and 16 at Grand Lake at Grove, Oklahoma. And Ken, good morning. Nice to have you on the show.
Morning, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Well, I know you're in the last few minutes of all these details, getting everything together for this third annual event at Grand Lake, and we're excited to be coming back down next week with our friend Brad Harrington to do a live broadcast over there on 99.3 KGVE. But you've added some events and some things for not only the boat racers but the public to get involved in, and let's start with the street party, which is Thursday, July 13th.
Yes, sir. That's the Grove Civic Center right at Midtown Grove. We'll have parking across the street. We're expecting about 35 to 40 boats in the street party, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's right in the middle of all restaurant alleys. There'll be all kinds of food, and we'll be serving beer on the property, and we'd like to invite everybody to come out and enjoy viewing these racing machines on the trailers that day.
5 to 10 p.m. at the Grove Civic Center, that event, the first street party midtown, if you will, Thursday, July 13th. Now, on Friday, you've put together a new event for the boaters and the racers. Let's tell them about the Veterans Charity Troop Tour.
It's a new thing that we've put together. It's for the Combat Vets of Oklahoma, the Grove Chapter, which is a 501c3. All proceeds will be donated directly to them. Right now we have about 25 boats signed up. I expect 10 to 15 more, which is not too bad for the first year. We'll leave Lakeside at 11 a.m. We'll boat all the way to the dam, the Pensacola Dam, which is 25 miles away. do a little plane parade by the band, get back up on plane, and as we come back north, we encourage our participants to peel off at their designated place they'd like to have lunch and take some business to the lower end of the lake and show them that marinas, the fine restaurants we have to offer on the way back.
You know, in the evening, we've got a dock party that's going to be going on there at the Lakeside Marina.
Yeah, it's going to be the dock party is going to be 5 to 10. You know, the boat's in the water, and they'll have the engine hatches open where everybody can view these magnificent racing machines and see the engines. At 6:30, we're going to have what we call Fire Up the Dock. We're going to start all the boats at the same time. The kids will love that. Once again, there is no admission to our festivities that evening.
This race course is a little bit different than the other ones that they might know about. So tell us a little bit about the Fast Track.
We started the Fast Track last year, and we just have the prime facility for that at the Lakeside Marina right at Sailboat Bridge in the northwest side of Grove. Race boats will be sequenced out of the marina by our race coordinator to a sequence circle right in front of the boat you'll be on, which is a KGV broadcast boat. When they receive the yellow flag, they'll approach the North Star line. If the North Star boat get waved at 40 miles an hour, they'll run the course southbound 3/4 mile to the finish line. They'll be expected to throttle down there into a sort of a high-speed cruise down another 3/4 mile to what we call the South Start boat. Do a U-turn once they get past the South Start boat, hit that boat at 40 back to the north to a common finish line and right back into the marina. There's no sitting in the sun, no waiting, none of that stuff. Two radar barges, one radar in each direction.
Drivers really like this, don't they?
They do. They love it.
Outstanding. Saturday, July 15th, 11 to 5 racing, and then on Sunday, shootout racing from 10 until 4, and then, of course, the awards ceremony and wrapping things up around 5 o'clock. Great event. We want to recognize the major sponsors, of course, along with Performance Boat Center and Polylift, Boat Lifts, some other sponsors around the Grove and Lake area down there, too, Hunter.
Yeah, we have some local sponsors at Riley's Auto Parts. We have a lot of the local restaurants. All the banks are on board. Of course, this year we were able to capture Tiggerine on the West Coast. The Bravo Shop, CMI, Race Headers, and a lot of other people. You know, and of course, one of our big, big sponsors this year and was last year also was Dave's Custom Boats, DCB, which they've sponsored the entire race course for us both years.
Well, let's put people on your website to get some more information so they can make plans to be with us down there. It's GlockShootout.com. Ken, we'll see you there, and look forward to another great event for the Glock Shootout 2017 at Grand Lake in Oklahoma.
Okay, Bob, we'll look forward to seeing you then.
All right, next up, we're going to go from speedboat racing to wakeboarding.
Let's go down to the docks and talk to Ben Venz from Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. Ben, good to see you. We've got an event coming up next Saturday on the 15th of July. Focused primarily on wakeboarding and the Nautique ski boats. So tell us what's going on.
We're going to travel out to a private ski lake just 15 minutes outside of Osage Beach. We are going to have the new Nautique model boats, and we're also going to bring in pro rider Sean Murray. He is world-renowned wakeboarder and great ambassador to the sport. He'll be doing lessons and demos all day long with us out there. We'll also provide lunch and beverages for everybody and even do some paddle boarding and other beach games on the shore of the lake.
Now, this lake is not connected to Lake of the Ozarks, so, you know, parents, you know, if you want to bring your kids out or your adult children out, bring them on out because this is going to be a really safe event out there.
Yes, there will be no other boat traffic. We'll have one boat out on the lake, so it'll be perfect riding conditions and a very controlled atmosphere. It'll be a really, really good time.
All right. Now, do people need to register to get involved in this, or can they just show up?
We'd prefer that you call an RSVP so we can get time slots available to get you out on the boat with Sean Murray and meet Sean Murray. But you're more than welcome to come out and watch. You'll be able to watch everything from shore. The lake's very small. You'll be able to see everything.
And directions to get to this lake?
Basically, you'll go out 42 towards Brumley and hop on Highway C, and it's about 2 or 3 miles down on the right.
Okay. Then, one of the things that you do, Ben, is you have some summer wake, what they call Marine Max Wake Club, and this summer you've got three more of these days set aside for doing some freebie instructions, I guess you could say, for people who are interested in getting into wakeboarding.
Yes, we like to get people out behind the boat and show them what water ski or wakeboarding and wake surfing is. So on Friday, July 28th, Saturday, August 12th, and Saturday, September 16th, you can call and sign up and you can come out on the boat with us. We'll provide equipment and we'll take you out and teach you how to wake surf or wakeboard, whatever you feel like doing.
All right. Let's give them the phone number a couple of times here for both of these events, both the one on Saturday the 15th of July and then the other three events coming up later this summer.
Our phone number is 573-365-5382. Again, that's 573-365-5382.
And I'm sure there's some information on the website that's available 24/7, and that is marinemax.com. Ben, thanks again, and we do appreciate it, and best of luck with both events.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back. It's break time on News Talk KRMS.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Brady Kay. He is the editor of Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. He's on our Boat U.S. guest line, and he'll be with us shortly to talk about a new event coming to Lake of the Ozarks. Something new that's not at Lake of the Ozarks, been around a long, long time, the folks at Hydro Hoist Marine Group. Black or blue, they'll bring them to you. They've got those tanks that are now available in black or the original blue color for your boat lifts. And, of course, the HP Extreme PWC platforms, which are just selling like hotcakes. Joanne Clark is the area manager in Lynn Creek. You'll find her at 4065 East U.S. Highway 54. That's just about 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. You can give her a call, 573-346-7505, or email jclark@boatlift.com. And now a note for our listeners on boatradio.net. Internationally, you can find Hydro Hoist products in Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand, Australia, and the Middle East. And you can get a hold of Kale, C-A-L-E, at boatlift.com for some more information on any of the international products that are available through Hydro Hoist. The website is very easy, boatlift.com.
Morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Let's talk some tri-tunes and some let's talk some deck boats too. And that would focus on Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. And with us, the editor Brady Kay. Good morning, Brady. Good to have you back on the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, thank you for having me. Always enjoy to talk with you.
Well, it's good to have you back, and we've got some very special news for the Lake of the Ozarks people that we're going to be talking about in just a minute, a big event that's going to be coming to the lake in September. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. This thing's really focused on kind of those two types of boats. How'd that all kind of get started?
Well, we were looking at kind of a family lifestyle type magazine, and of course with the pontoon boat and with deck boats, they're good family boats. You can put a lot of people on them, and you know, we started this magazine over 20 years ago. Pontoons weren't exactly as popular as they are now, and so it's been good for us. We've been able to kind of grow as pontoon popularity has picked up, and we now look at pontoons, they're everywhere. They're a great choice for a lot of people, and we feel very fortunate to be, you know, a magazine that's centered, specifically on pontoon boats.
You have events, and then of course you call on all these manufacturers. So you really get to have a really good handle on, you know, how these different boats perform, and you know how they're accessorized and those kinds of things, don't you?
Yeah, we get kind of a little sneak peek sometimes, and get kind of see the new stuff before everyone else gets to. And you know, we get to get out and test these boats and see things firsthand, and so we're seeing some pretty exciting things coming. You know, we like to still focus on getting, you know, pontoons in a family price range. You know, a lot of focus is on these high-end boats that go fast and have a lot of power. But, you know, they're still, you know, great versatile boats. You know, you can still get into them fairly inexpensive, and you don't need, like, the $80,000, $90,000 pontoon to go out and have a good time. But if you search on the Lake of the Ozarks, you'll see a lot of these go-fast pontoons, too. So it's a very diverse industry right now.
You know, you're right. We, of course, had a pontoon, tri-toon boat do 114 miles an hour in our shootout not too long ago. So, yeah,
right.
they can get up and move if you want them to, I guess. We added pontoon class to our lake race that was held back in early part of June, and it was quite exciting. I think we had five boats racing around, of course. You know, our good friends, the Dorises, had a couple of entries, but we also had some entries from some of the other dealers as well. So they're really starting to make their mark in that arena as well. Now, Brady, you've started something a few years back to sort of bring, you know, the manufacturers together, but also bring the public together and hold different events at different lakes around the country. How did that kind of get started, and where was the first one of those?
We're trying to just, like you said, bring everyone together. We called it PDB Days. And we're just wanting to kind of show the public, give them a taste of the lifestyle if they weren't quite familiar with how pontoons and deck boats really tie in with family fun and whatnot. So our first one was actually down at on Table Rock Lake, and that was a great show for us. We had a lot of fun, and we've been kind of doing them at different places, you know, Indiana and whatnot, and it's been good. This year we're kind of getting away from the show part of it, and we just want to focus on just having a fun poker run, get together, and that's that event that we're planning for September.
All right, so we'll let the cat out of the bag. let's be specific and tell everybody what's going on. Now, it looks like September 9th is the big day, and it's going to be the pontoon and deck boat poker run, PDB poker run. If anyone has received their June issue of Pontoon and Deck Boat magazine, you probably saw the article that Brady wrote. But let's go specific. What's going to happen, you know, on that day or two that you're going to be here at the lake?
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of poker runs, obviously, on, you know, Lake of the Ozarks and stuff, but we're kind of bringing a national perspective. Of course, we're going to want, like, a lot of pontoon boats and deck boats out there, but this is for all boats. You don't have to have one of those specific boats to be there. But we're having a big poker run on the Saturday after Labor Day, September 9th, and we're going to have some great prizes. And we're actually working on getting a pontoon giveaway, a full pontoon package with the trailer, motor, everything. So, you know, that's kind of exciting to think that someone could show up, enter our poker run, and leave with the boat. So that's kind of what we're hoping for, what we're built towards right now, is getting a pontoon to give away as a top prize. And, of course, we'll have some other prizes as well to give away. It should be a lot of fun.
Now, is there going to be, like, online registration, or can people just show up that day, or do you know yet? Is it a little bit far out for all those details?
No, well, we're starting to get organized. You're going to be able to sign up online, and we're changing kind of our format of how we do it. We're trying to get it all you know, digitally, so you can, you know, you can be buying hands while you're on your boat with your phone. So we're trying to get all those details worked out so it can be very easy for everyone to enter and get out and enjoy it. And you know, that time of year we could be seeing some fall colors, so what a great time to get out on the water and just have a good time. That's what we're looking to do.
All right, very good. Well, those of you listening can find some more information about the location, which is Captain Ron's Bar and Grill. That's CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. They're in Sunrise Beach at 5 on the 550 Road, just across from the Hurricane Deck Bridge. 34.5 mile marker, for being specific, on the water. Well, we're looking forward to this, Brady, and I think our listeners that are tri-tune and pontoon owners will want to get involved in this. It's going to be September the 9th, that's Saturday, at Captain Ron's, and we'll have some more details coming up, and then you'll also be able to check the Pontoon and Deck Boat magazine, pdbmagazine.com, for some additional info. Hey, Brady, thanks a lot for bringing this to the lake, and we look forward to seeing you in September.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see a lot of your listeners out there. We'd love to see them and meet them.
By all means, and we'll have some more information on that coming up in the weeks ahead. From the Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division, Colonel Sandra Karsten has released some advanced information about Operation Drywater, which was last weekend leading into the 4th of July holiday. Troopers statewide arrested 15 people for boating while intoxicated, contacted 856 vessels. They had 146 boating violation summonses and some other detailed information which will be coming out. But all in all, pretty good weekend. We had a few accidents and that, but nothing serious and there were no deaths, so that's good news. Well, Malibu Boats is going to acquire Cobalt Boats. Wow. This is a pretty interesting announcement. They've entered to a definitive agreement to acquire Cobalt Boats, a privately held leading manufacturer and distributor of premium stern drive and outboard boats, for $130 million. We'll have some more details on this. Hopefully, the St. Clair family going to be getting out of business. We hope they will keep the Neodesha, Kansas operations for Cobalt Boats. Well, new boat sales surged in Missouri. They hit a new record peak from the bottom that was in 2009 and 10. Sale of new boats and gear in Missouri has made a stunning recovery. And it says new boat sales dropped below $200 million in Missouri during the depth of the recession, but the record of $339 million spent last year, according to data from the Chicago-based National Marine Manufacturers Association. That's a 9% increase. Down alert to PSDs, we have those on special sale right now. The personal signaling device that you should have for all water sports, skiing, tubing, wakeboarding, and more. You can find them online at downalertpsd.com. Save $3 on each one if you'll enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you purchase online. Are you coming to the lake to rent a boat? Well, let's do that by getting a hold of Iguana Water Sports. And you can do that right on their website, iguanawatersports.com. Phone number 888-365-2399. iguanawatersports.com. Three locations around Lake of the Ozarks to serve you with party boats and speed boats, PWCs. They've got tritunes and paddle boards as well. iguanawatersports.com, 888-365-2399. And I'd like to welcome Kelsey Jackson with Printed Inkling, Screen Printing and More in Camdenton. We'll be talking more about Kelsey's new business as the program rolls on into the rest of the summer. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're going to talk wakes and electric shock drowning next on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, plus live streaming audio.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children, so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Thunder bringing us in to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, second half of the program this week, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Coming up, we're going to be talking lake history, 1970s and 80s around Lake of the Ozarks,
And Al Griffin from Our Eyes Upon Missouri will be back with us in just a little bit. Next up, though, we're going to be sharing some previous interview with Jeff Green and Brian Vance from Ameren. We're going to talk a little bit about wakes, and we're also going to talk a little bit about electric shock drowning and what you can and should do in and around your docks. Our program this morning presented by the guys at Calypso, the pirate ship, which cruises the waters of Lake of the Ozarks, primarily up in the Gravois, but you'll see them in different parts of the lake too. The Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion is where you set sail to find pirate treasure with the lake's most known pirate, Captain Scallywag. But Black Heart Bart is out there, and he'll attempt to thwart that treasure hunt map and try to spoil everything for everybody. But they have a good time. It's a great amount of fun for the whole family. The kids really love it. Great presentation by Captain Scallywag and the whole crew of the Calypso. You can save $3 a ticket if you go to jollycharters.com to book your tour with the Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion. Just enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you can see a complete list of all the cruises and how many seats are available. It's limited 44, but it's a Coast Guard inspected vessel. Captain Tyler drives, and Captain Scallywag and the crew are taking care of you, and you're having a good time out there. Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion, save $3 off. We use the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you'll enjoy it. It'll be something you'll tell everybody about, the Calypso. And again, for all the information, go to jollycharters.com.
Are you courteous with your boat wake? This is Captain Matt Walls with the Water Patrol Division. That is a question boaters need to ask themselves, especially when operating a vessel capable of creating a large wake. In ideal conditions, boats should operate at idle speed, or when you can safely do so, on plane. For most boats, plowing is that transitional speed between idle and on plane when a boat creates an excessive wake. Continuous plowing should be avoided, particularly near docks and in coves. Please join the Highway Patrol in making our roadways and waterways safe.
Thank you, Captain Walls, getting us into the topic of wakes. Recently on the Ozarks This Morning, we had two guests from Ameren, Jeff Green and Brian Vance. And Jeff's comments have to do with the problem that not only we have here at Lake of the Ozarks, but we see these problems coming up around other lakes around the Midwest, and that is the problem with boat wakes.
Large wakes is a big issue here at Lake of the Ozarks. As you know, we get lots of complaints from dock owners in virtually all settings, except back at cove settings where there's not much wave action, about wake damage. So, and you know, the Water Patrol is also working with boaters here at the lake to encourage them not to plow. Even a small watercraft, if it's operated incorrectly, can cause a large wake. So plowing around the lake is not something that's good, and certainly can cause damage and additional wave action. So, you know, there's a section in our newsletter about courteous boating and just being aware of your wake and operating your boat in such a way that that you create the least wake possible. You know, plowing is that time between stopping and getting on plane. Mm-hmm. So it's better just to get your boat up on plane and don't plow around. Travel at speeds which do not endanger other boaters or property. You know, there's a lot of boats that go very, very fast here at Lake the Ozarks, and you know, every year there's an accident due to, you know, somebody going too fast in a setting that's not conducive for that. So that's something that folks need to be aware of. You know your surroundings. If you're in a heavily developed area where there's lots of docks and lots of other obstructions around the lake or in that particular portion of the lake that you're boating, just be careful in those areas and be cognizant. Be a patient boater. Maintain proper distances between docks, proper distances between no-wake buoys and other boats. And again, just be aware of your wake. You know, with everyone out there recreating many times at the same time on weekends, wave action can get big. And if you're too close to a dock and you take off, or if you're plowing close to a dock, that wake can cause damage to that dock. So we just encourage folks to be courteous while they're out there enjoying Lake the Ozarks. We got people on the land that have docks, and then people that are out there on the water that are trying to enjoy the water. And sometimes, you know, there's conflicts there. And one of the things that creates conflict we have found is wave action. So just be courteous out there.
Jeff will be standing by with some more comments. The next topic that was discussed was that of electric shock drowning.
And to introduce that, Brian Vance from Ameren has some comments. But first this.
It's a hidden hazard. You cannot tell by looking at the water, but it can be deadly. Electricity can leak into water from faulty equipment on docks and boats plugged into shore power. Someone who swims into energized water can become a victim of electric shock drowning. Safe Electricity urges, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Tuck your legs up to make yourself smaller and swim away from anything that could be energized. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
And we should not take advantage of the fact that if the electricity on our docks was fine last weekend, if you leave the lake and go home and come back another weekend, should be checking everything all over once again. I do it every time you go down, before you go down to the docks, and certainly before anybody jumps in the water, right?
That's right. You know, every time you come down to the lake for your weekend, you probably go through the house and make sure everything's all right there. You certainly probably check out your boat and got all your gear and the things you want to do for the weekend, and inspecting your dock and taking a look around at your dock and make sure no damage has occurred is extremely important. And the way that most of the docks are wired these days, they're done in a manner where the homeowner themselves can see something obvious. You know, do I have a break in my conduit? Has my dock slipped a little bit from my dock ramp? Has something broken? And you certainly want to do that. You want to exercise your GFCI breakers and your GFCI outlets to make sure those are functioning properly. And, you know, the first sign, if one of those does not reset or it trips continuously, you know, that's when you want to make sure you disconnect the power to that facility and have somebody that's qualified check out the dock and make sure that everything is functioning properly. No greater risk at your facility than to your own family, you know, and you want to be cognizant of electricity and water. We all know those don't mix, but just a simple check of those things. And if you are having problems, make sure you contact the right qualified electrician to check that out for you.
Absolutely.
Never, ever, ever try to reset a breaker if someone's in the water. You know, if you're doing an inspection on your dock and testing GFCIs and breakers and whatnot, don't do that when someone's swimming. As you know, we had a situation where there was a breaker in a house here a few years ago that wasn't acting right, and then someone tried to reactivate that because it had gotten to be dark, right? And they really wanted lights on at the dock, and there were swimmers in the water, and we had a fatality. So, very important not to to activate those types of breakers if someone's in the water.
Thanks again, Jeff Green, and also thanks to Brian Vance from Ameren with those great words. You know, dozens of people die from electric shock drowning every year. Many of them are boaters, so spread the word about ESD since many people are not aware of it. While ESD is more common in freshwater than saltwater, freshwater conducts more poorly than the human body, so it can take it right to you. Saltwater as well can be deadly with electricity in the water. And, of course, that public service announcement back there, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. The boating season is underway, and we hope that you have Boat US on your team. While there may be many insurance companies that you could choose from when it comes to finding coverage for your boat, Boat US is considered one of the nation's and the industry's best. They are boaters, too, so they know the importance of spending as much time as possible out on the water doing what you love to do. Low-cost policy options, towing services, of course, from Towboat US, the nation's largest fleet of 24/7 expert claim service, premium discounts for safe boaters, flexible payment plans as well. Check out boat insurance at boatus.com/insurance. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-283-2883. You can also click the link on my website and get more information on Boat US and all the things that are available, including the insurance. Let's talk a little bit about our good friends at Towboat US. The Lake Tow guys were out all weekend, that long 4th of July holiday weekend, and boy, I'm sure they were just almost exhausted with all the work. So I'm coming and going and hauling and helping people out. That's what they do. Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson, and their purpose on the lake is to help you with soft ungroundings, maybe a fuel delivery, maybe pulling you back to dock if you've got an electrical or a mechanical problem of some kind. They're there 7 days a week, 365, 24 hours a day, and all you do is give them a phone call or click that Boat US app. It's only $72 a year. That includes your membership to Boat US. Great deal. Check them out. Find a little link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. And you've got the No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being with us. We are going to take a break. A little lake history coming up with Al Griffin next on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Dallas, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Oh yeah, a little Huey Lewis in the news. How appropriate. As we get ready to get a little bit of a history lesson about Lake of the Ozarks in the 70s and 80s, Al Griffin from Eyes Upon Our Eyes Upon Missouri.com. Standing by to talk to us in just a moment. First, I want to talk to you about Sea Ray, Whaler, Nautique, and Harris. They're all the popular brands that are available right there at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. They've got two locations. Of course, the big marina location and sales office there in Lake Ozark, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, largest marina on the lake. And then also the Marine Max Osage Beach location right across from the entrance to the Outlet Mall on Osage Beach Parkway, or Business 54, I guess. They're always open, of course, at marinemax.com to check them out. They've got lots of things going on. The newest newsletter from the helm with the general manager, Thad Jameson, talking about the Lake of the Ozarks Idiots Club now has become their volunteer charity. And met some of these guys at our party at the 4th of July weekend back at the marina. But the Idiots are all about having fun and making every Saturday from 2 until 6 p.m. over at Angelo's, which is at Pier 31. And these guys are doing great things. Goodwill dedicated to helping youth in need in the lake area. What a great cause they have. You can join them for just $6, and you can maybe get involved with them a little bit, too. Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And again, the big four brands, the Sea Ray, the Harris, the Nautique, and the Boston Whaler. Find them there at marinemax.com.
The required safety equipment on your boat or rental is something that a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain takes seriously for the safety of all on board. This is Captain Doug Beck, a member of the Lake Ozarks Captain Association. Hire a licensed U.S. Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to partake in adult beverages. Professional captains have training and have been drug tested, checked out by Homeland Security with background checks, and have their requirements for sea time to maintain their credentials. To find a captain, visit LOTOCaptain.com and relax and enjoy your stay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about lake history and the boating history of Lake of the Ozarks. We've covered four decades already, from the 30s and 40s up to the 50s and 60s. But now we're going to talk the 70s and the 80s with Al Griffin. Our Eyes Upon Missouri.com is the blog if you want to go in and read some more information. But Al, good to have you back on the show for the third time.
Thank you. Glad to be here for the third time.
Well, the 70s was the evolution of all these ski shows, and particularly here at the lake. One particular that I'm real familiar with, the Ski Cove Ski Show.
The ski shows were probably the big thing at the Lake of the Ozark through the 70s. Vacationers were coming here. They were staying in lodges, the ski shows, and there was two of them ultimately at the lake. The ski shows would send boat shuttles to the lodges to take people back that had tickets for the show. And one of the ways that fueled the recreational boating industry, as speed and lighter materials in boats and more horsepower developed, people wanted to learn to do the tricks they were seeing in the show and buying a boat that would carry three or four family members and pull a skier on the water. So 40 and 50 mile an hour boats were starting to become normal, and people had the money to buy them, and the 70s became a ski show mecca at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, of course, we had Shelley Blum on the show not too long ago. She was one of the original ski members there in the ski show at Ski Drive and Ski Cove, and she's got a great new book out, so we'll give her a plug on that, too. But, yeah, the ski shows grew and grew and got bigger and bigger, and they did more fancy tricks.
They got to the point that the most famous ski shows in the world, from the Wisconsin Dells and Cypress Gardens in Florida, we eclipsed them. Our show, according to those people I've talked to that was in the show and remembered them, our shows were bigger and glitzier. And many people from here that were in the ski shows actually went to Florida when our season was over and worked in those ski shows. One of the things that kind of drove our ski shows, we had a world champion, a young man here that was a world champion in several categories, and he worked in those shows. One of the guys that I know, Dave Dunkley, which is now a local musician, plays as Double D if we're giving plugs.
Sure, yeah.
But Dave Dunkley, I found out that he was in the ski show by accident. I'd known Dave for a couple of years, written about his band when he was performing around the lake. But I asked him about it, and he was the guy that was the clown in the ski show and also rode the kite, kind of a daredevil act. The ski shows were huge. There, two of them developed here, and they fueled a boating industry that drove the leisure boat market around the world for coming decades.
Yep. Well, there's another photographer around the lake, George.
George Denny.
Yeah.
He was actually involved, I believe, in the ski shows.
He was, yeah.
And a great photographer. He does, I've shot boat race events with George, one of the world's great photographers, and apparently one of the world's great skiers from back in the day.
Yeah, surprising. We're learning about all these people that are still around that were involved in that era. The 70s continued to drive those speeds that the boats were producing, and the producers were producing those boats that could get those speeds. And as we look into the 80s, it sort of became the shootout.
The shootout developed from bragging rights, guys with 100-mile-an-hour boats hanging out and drinking beer in the coves, and it began with, I guess, the old Shooter's 21 at the 21-mile marker, which predates me. It was gone by the time I got here. But the shootout kind of grew into a problem for officials. People racing 100-mile-an-hour boats down a long, straight lake was a little dangerous, the Lake Patrol decided. But ultimately, life safety people, fire rescue, water rescue, and law enforcement kind of guided an organized event that became one of the great unsanctioned boating events in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And through the 80s, it grew and added prestige to the lake and drew a lot of money and a lot of leisure activity to the lake and fueled innovation in boat design also.
Well, and we were getting a huge international and national publications that were writing stories and coming and taking pictures and video, and we got some TV time, and this thing has continued to grow 29 years this year.
29 years, huge, huge amount of money going into local charities and fire rescue organizations, Camden County, Mid-County Fire. I interviewed their dive team and their truck, their equipment. It's all provided and comes through the good offices of the shootout
mm-hmm.
and the current administration for that organization.
Well, there's the 70s and 80s, folks, and we're going to talk some more with Al coming up. We're going to talk about the 90s. There are some interesting things that happened there, and then we're going to move on to the 21st century, and there's kind of three segments that you were talking to me about that you want to try to highlight when we get to the get to the 2000s?
I'll break it into categories instead of decades at that point.
Okay, sounds good to me. And you can find out more and go look at all of these. OurEyesUponMissouri.com is the blog, written by Al and Connie Griffin. Al, thanks again. Sure appreciate the research and letting our listeners know this great history about Lake of the Ozarks.
Appreciate the opportunity to bring it to more people. Thank you.
Once again, that website is OurEyesUponMissouri.com. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Connie Griffin, for all that work you do about Missouri. Hope to have him back soon. Talk about the 90s and beyond. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about electric shock drowning and some comments from the guys at Ameren. Well, electricity cannot be seen or heard. Every time somebody jumps in the water, it really is a leap of faith. Dock Lifeguard provides a visual and audible warning if hazardous electricity is in and around your dock. And just because your dock's maybe been rewired or inspected recently doesn't mean the water below the dock is safe. Every time you go down the dock, be sure to check to make sure. Now, there's one thing you can do, and that's install a Dock Lifeguard. The Dock Lifeguard is a device that is permanently mounted to your dock, and it does detect any electricity in and around the water. And it's a very important thing to have because it's got a loud whistling sound, buzzer sound that goes off. It's got a LED panel that shows you the strength of the electricity that might be in and around your dock. And it might not be coming from your dock. I've heard Dave Hotz tell some stories about some electricity coming from two or three households away where they maybe had a heat pump or something that was kicking on and off. And every time it kicked on, there was a short and it was coming right down through the water and getting to that Dock Lifeguard. Check it out, docklifeguard.com, or you can check them out on Facebook as well for more information about this life-saving device. And you can buy them and use them anywhere, freshwater or saltwater as well, docklifeguard.com. And that pretty well wraps up our hour together today. We do appreciate you joining us and being with us on the program. Thanks to all of our guests today, and thank you for listening to the live version of the show right here on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. And by the way, our shows are archived at bobsnowakezone.com. Scroll down about halfway on the homepage there. You'll see the on-demand doc box. Usually have the shows archived there by Sunday afternoon or evening. You can also catch us a little bit later on boatradio.net, our international service, providing some great coverage overseas. We thank them for listening as well. See you next week, same time, same boat channel right here on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. Have a great weekend.